Office Chatter, episode 6. Today is Wednesday, December 6th. NFL week 13 just concluded, and football is way too violent. Danny, what do you got on that AFC North matchup on Monday night?
It was awesome. It was by far the game of the year. It's got to be... was it not? I mean...
I don't know about game of the year.
I can't think of a single game that's been talked about more.
Well, it's been talked about the most, but it wasn't the most exciting. It was actually a pretty...
Okay, what was the most exciting game of the year, then?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Exactly. That was the game of the year. It had
Game of the year was Seattle and Houston when Deshaun Watson was playing. That was a really good game.
No one watched
that. Oh yeah, you were gonna say that, Tyler. Why didn't you say that?
I was about to. I couldn't remember who they played.
All right. Regardless, John Gruden and his other guy, the monotone guy, just completely were bashing the whole game after the Ryan Shazier injury was pretty brutal, and everyone hopes that he recovers well. But later in the game, Juju Smith-Schuster destroyed Vontaze Burfict on a blindside block and then stepped right over him. Do you think that's a dirty move? I love the move.
The hit, was the hit dirty, or was the standing over him being a punk, was that dirty? What are you asking is dirty?
Just the whole play. Did you love it?
I mean, I didn't mind a crackback hit. He unintentionally came up a little high, hit him in the face. But no, dude, he was just a little bitch standing over him. You're not tough when a guy's knocked out. You don't then go stand over him. Because I guarantee next time Burfict sees Juju, Juju's going to be on the ground.
Oh, Juju's going to be dead.
That's a fact right there.
Juju's absolutely going to be dead. But I mean, I don't know, it's kind of karma coming for Burfict after everything.
Well, yeah, Antonio Brown assuming karma in the post-game interview. When they were interviewing Juju, as he was apologizing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of took it as an Allen Iverson step over Ty Lue type deal.
Yeah, but you just don't do that.
Danny, what do you think? You're a resident AFC North fan.
I mean, it definitely wasn't dirty. I can tell you that it was clean. I mean, the reason why it was so big is because part of it is Burfict didn't seem coming, so that's why it's like a perfect block. I mean. Similar to the Michael Floyd block from last year.
Yeah, against the Dolphins, right?
A little different. Yeah. I don't know if Floyd stood over whoever's head he took off from that.
No, block. I don't think he did.
You might have. Was
he just drunk and didn't know where he was?
If you're a tiny-ass wide receiver like Juju and you take out Vontaze Burfict, if you're not standing over him, you're an asshole.
See, I agree. I think anybody does that to Burfict, you have the right to stand over him and mock him a little bit.
It's not even a right. Like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Maurice Jones-Drew doing the fucking
thing. Right. I didn't get all the outrage either, because as far as Steelers-Bengals games go, this was pretty tame. I mean, there wasn't really anything after the whistle. Granted, there was a ton of penalties, but I think the playoff game was worse.
Dude, there was two or three helmet-to-helmet hits. How's that tame?
Yeah, but I'm not talking, like, fighting after the play. I mean, obviously, the one on Antonio Brown was pretty bad, but, I mean, it happens. It's not specific to this game.
I mean, the game itself, absolute crap. Cincinnati sucks. Steelers play down to their opponent. The game itself is actually, like, the game itself is shit.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... some people call it the game of the year.
It was. It was the most entertaining game of the year.
I will agree on that sense that if every game was that violent, I'm watching every game.
No, nobody watched that Houston game you mentioned because it was a 4 o'clock game on the West Coast. And there was likely other games on the East. So, yeah, point me.
That's fair. That doesn't take away from the game and people don't watch it, though. But, the other thing I want to talk about, speaking of dirty hits, was obviously the Gronk hit. He ended up getting a one-game suspension. A lot of people think it should be more. I think it was fine for one. Gronk, obviously, everyone loves Gronk, and he definitely just stopped thinking for a second. I mean, it's Gronk. He's not a dirty player. Do you guys think one game's fine, or do you think 2 to 3 or even more than that?
Yeah, I think he should have gotten 2 games just to sort of drive the point home. That definitely was... At least to me, by far one of the dirtiest things I've ever seen in a football game.
Even someone with no history like Gronk, though?
Yeah, I mean, what? Like, he could have killed that guy.
I don't know about killing.
Bad shit to that guy.
He definitely could have. Yeah. I mean, I think he got a concussion, but I think that's a little extreme.
I mean, he hit him in the back of the head while the dude was on all fours facing ground.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was definitely dirty. I think the only thing about it too,
the Steelers game at least proves the point.
See, I don't think the NFL wants that though. I think they saw the schedule. They want everyone to be there for that Steelers game so they can have people tune into a 4 o'clock game.
They'll be there anyways.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I think if they gave him two games, he would have appealed and they would have brought it down to one. So I was fine with the one. I think one game and a heavy fine is more than enough.
I agree. Yeah, one game heavy fine is fine. That's fine with me.
Right.
Losers on ESPN screaming and yelling that. So, a little bit what Danny said. Could have killed somebody, but, dude, first offense.
Right, and Belichick's already going to put him in the doghouse, too.
I guarantee you, nobody's going to be holding on to Gronk for dear life like they were in the Buffalo game. You don't want Gronk to snap.
Yeah, I would keep Gronk out of the next Buffalo game personally. I don't think that's going to be a good game for him.
Dude, did you hear what Ryan Clark said? He had a text from Tre'Davious White.
Tre'Davious.
Yeah, whatever. So the guy that got injured. Saying that the hood's after him.
Yeah, I mean, I think
if you're Ryan, if you're white, you don't want Ryan Clark telling the entire world, because anything that could have gone down in Week 16, no way it can go down now without anybody in Buffalo being suspended 4 to 6 games.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of talk. I think by the time that Buffalo game rolls around, I don't think it'll be that violent. But
moving. No. Be that violent if they're officially out of it.
Right, and they probably will. The Patriots will probably be fighting to make sure they get home field. I think they beat the Steelers easily. I think the Steelers aren't that good. So I can't imagine too much is going to happen.
I'm more worried about them going to Miami and somebody like Kiko Alonso or Sue, like just going after whether it's like Danny Amendola, Brady. Just anybody on offense. I don't trust that Miami defense. They're all dirty as all hell.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna be disappointed. Danny Amendola gets hurt when he gets looked at. So.
Yeah, they need to put Amendola in a glass box for the playoffs. But the Dolphins did. They punished Brady the last time they played. So I'm a little nervous about that. But that's Monday night. The only other thing I want to talk about, obviously, the Giants fired everyone, so we don't really need to worry about that. They're still going to be trash. Was the return of Josh Gordon. I actually watched that whole game, and I don't think I've ever been excited to watch a single player play. Danny, what'd you think? You think he's back? Do you think next year we're going to have another all-pro type year?
Let's just make it till next week before we start talking about next year. With this guy, I mean, the record speaks for itself. Sounds like he's, you know, doing good with whatever it is he's doing, AA or whatever.
Being sober.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was fine. He looked good. I don't know how you could really expect more.
Right. I didn't really see too much Russ either. I mean, there was one deep ball that Kizer actually missed him on that I think he would have took to the house.
Because Kizer couldn't hit water in the middle of the ocean.
Tyler, did you catch any of Josh Gordon?
I didn't. I meant to. I am pretty pissed that I forgot about it, but I mean, him coming back to the NFL, I haven't been this excited about any Cleveland Browns since Daniel hate this, Johnny Manziel. Even when it was just, even like a preseason, his first preseason game, that was must-see TV. Josh Gordon coming back is pretty much the same. You gotta watch it. He's a train wreck, but you gotta watch him.
So much must-watch TV that you forgot to watch it.
Yeah, well, must-watch for most people. I'm a special breed.
Danny, I want to stay on the Browns real quick just because I saw a report that Hugh Jackson said they're absolutely taking a quarterback next year. Funny that Hugh thinks he's going to be back next year. There's no chance they keep this guy, right?
This guy's a jackass. I fucking hate him. Like, he's honestly the stupidest head coach.
Worse?
That's a bad one.
Worse than Benny with the good hair?
Rod Trzinski. Mike Pettine. Pat Shermer. The list goes on of these just freaking nipples of head coaches. And then Hugh Jackson. Yeah, I'm not ruling out we're taking a quarterback. Gee, thanks, Hugh. Thanks for letting me know at 0-12 that you're thinking about maybe taking a quarterback.
Would you rather
insufferable prick. He called a timeout in the fourth quarter on first down. What are you doing? Why?
Yeah, I mean,
when you're 0-11, you need to save all your timeouts. You cannot use your timeouts until the 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, because every single fucking game we get it to within a possession, and then it's, oh shit, we're out of timeouts. And Kaiser sneaks it. He's like, oh, I think we're on the 5 yard line here. I'm gonna try and sneak it in here.
Oh. On the other end of the spectrum, the higher records, I just wanted to point out that the Eagles are frauds. They finally faced a good opponent, went to Seattle, and looked awful.
You think Seattle's good?
I think before the Chancellor and Sherman injury, I would have picked them to win the NFC, but now I'm not too sure. But Russell Wilson is playing some MVP caliber ball over there.
The problem is their offense is literally consisting of right now is Russell Wilson running around. And then hitting John Baldwin or Paul Richardson.
And then Jimmy Graham in the red zone, too.
Yeah. He's apparently still good.
I think Jimmy Graham is still very good. I think he just doesn't get used enough.
Can we start, like, a GoFund to, like, get him out of Seattle?
Yeah, where do you want to...
He can't play.
Where do you want to bring him?
Honestly, anywhere. Get him in. Oh, he would be awesome in Atlanta.
Honestly,
him and Julio.
Honestly, if you put him back on the Saints, I think the Saints cakewalk to the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
But do you guys still like the Eagles as favorites in the NFC? I think the Vikings have kind of taken the reins a little bit.
Nope. The Vikings quarterback is Case Keenum.
And Case Keenum has won eight in a row.
Until proven otherwise. It's
He is proving it otherwise.
Not until that trophy's in his hands.
Oh, so he has to win. Case Keenum has to win a Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
So Vikings go 14-2. It's Case Keenum.
So then they go 1-done to a team with a quarterback.
Absolutely not. No chance. Okay. No, because they're gonna get the 4 seed, who's probably gonna be the Rams, and they put the beat down on the Rams.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or they'll get they have the Panthers this week, so that's another strong opponent that they'll probably beat.
Their quarterback is Case Keenum.
Hey, he's looking pretty good right now. I mean, you can't deny that.
I can't, but it's Case Keenum, so.
All right. Well, if you go back a couple episodes, I said the Vikings were the best 2-loss team, and now it's looking like they are.
Cool.
I spelled out my Rams, by the way.
Yeah, do you like the Rams, but you love the Saints?
Oh.
All right, well, moving on. Figure we'll touch a little baseball. An outrageous story came out today. I'm sure you guys saw. Rafael Palmeiro says he's considering... He's considering a comeback at the age of 52. Is this dude actually going to get signed? There's no chance, right?
We don't know. Like, can he still hit a baseball? Like, if he can hit, right, I'm sure he'll be on a minor league team somewhere.
I assume he can still hit a baseball, but...
Hit over 200, like, if you can hit, like, over 200. Because otherwise... He's not going to be able to play because he's just not good enough. Like, he's too old. Like,
if
he can hit, he'll be on a minor league roster.
He has to DH, though, right? I mean, he's 52.
Dude, he can still flash the glove a little. Question: Does he have a does he have a son somewhere in the minor leagues that he just like wants to go and play with him, just like Roger Clemens did with his son? No. I think it was just Roger coming back out of retirement just to play with his son in Houston.
I think he's just hurting for money. That's what I took that as.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I mean, he has a gig on what, Fox or ESPN? He's making a decent money.
When you're in gambling debt.
Yeah, he's Rafael Palmeiro. What do you think?
I don't know that, but I mean, everyone loves Jaromir Jagr in the NHL. The only reason why he plays is because he's a degenerate gambler.
Yeah, he's how old is he now?
That's the only reason why he still plays.
Yeah, but everyone loves Jagr.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I don't even like hockey, and I like Jagr.
Shut up.
Other thing in baseball, and I like other thing in baseball is obviously the Ohtani news is going hot. Tyler, you got anything on him?
I mean, so it looks like right now that I think it's between the Giants, the Mariners, and I think even the Rangers got some action in there. But that guy is just soft as tissue paper. He just refuses to go to any team on the East Coast. You got to be kidding me.
Are you...
New York.
You sound a little salty there.
Is he a loser? Yeah, he's a loser.
I said you sound salty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has all this hype. I mean, we should have learned our lesson with Dice K. I guess we as in fans.
I mean, Dice K wasn't bad. He had a couple good seasons. I mean,
yeah, he finished 18-3 one season with like a really low ERA. But every game he walks,
four innings a game.
Yeah, he would walk the bases loaded, then strike out three guys in a row. That was like consistently like every single inning. So I mean, he was a pain to watch. But I mean, if you could start Ohtani for a game, then throw him in like first base, DH, left field, right field, something like that. And if he could actually hit, that guy would be so valuable, so dirty. As much as I hate the fact that the Red Sox couldn't get somebody like him, he should play in a National League park where he can hit routinely, even when he does pitch.
How did he give a reason for not wanting to come to any of the East Coast teams? I kind of, as soon as I heard about this guy, I just figured the Yankees would swipe him up because that's what the Yankees do.
Yeah, the Yankees were a big player on him. Everyone thought he was their most likely landing spot. But no, I don't think he really gave a reason.
Just did it. Just said no to all the East Coast teams.
He wants to be close.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
yeah, he wants to be closer to home.
Regardless, he's gonna be pretty far from home.
What's another 3 hours?
Couldn't tell you.
What's what?
Another 3 hours is what he said.
Oh yeah,
like time difference.
That's what I'm thinking too. I mean, it's probably more than a 3 hour flight. It's about 6 hours, but we'll leave that one.
Oh no, I was strictly just talking about time zones.
I don't know. I like the move. This guy knows he's good. He's gonna go wherever the hell he wants. I kind of respect it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a choice. He's choosing. So I guess I don't really. I mean, I don't care. I mean, these guys come hyped and then they're mediocre at best. Like the only ones that were like hyped to shit were like Ichiro and Hideki Matsui. Those two guys were good. They were all stars. But then other than that, like, these highly touted Japanese guys were international prospects come in, and they generally just, like, aren't that good. Like,
yeah.
I think if most Red Sox fans, I don't know, Tyler, what you think, but the better part of the Daisuke Matsuzaka deal was Hideki Okajima. Like,
yeah.
He was probably the best thing they got out of that. Like, Daisuke sucked. That guy was terrible. I don't care what his record was that 1 year.
Yu Darvish was pretty good, too, though.
Between Okajima and Daisuke, Okajima was the only one that earned an all-star roster spot.
Right. Cool, the setup role.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sure there'll be more on him soon.
There'll be another one next year.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there is every year. And I was wrong. Actually, Rafael Palmeiro is not 52. He's 53.
53.
So, And he said that there's no doubt he can make it back into the MLB. So I'm actually a little excited to see that. I hope
he weasels. Like, if he's just going to hit, then, like, if he can hit, like, 20, he'll be somewhere.
I think that would actually.
I mean, let's just hope he still has that quick twitch.
Let's hope he still has those steroids, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something else.
12, right?
Something like that. But moving on from baseball, something else I kind of wanted to touch upon because it's huge news. I know we've actually never talked about the Olympics on this, but I'm sure you guys saw the news that the entire nation of Russia was banned from the Olympics, but some of their athletes are allowed to compete, but it has to be under the Olympic flag. Do you guys think this is a big deal? I mean, Putin's definitely not happy about that, and there will literally be nobody representing Russia in the Olympics.
I mean, I honestly really don't care. I feel as though every year or every Olympics, there's one or two Russian teams that get disqualified for steroids anyways. So might as well just ban the entire country. And I sort of like for those who are clean, yeah, give them the chance, even if it's under the Olympic flag, give them a chance to prove themselves, like, against the world, the world's best aspect of it. But I honestly couldn't care less about the entire country of Russia being banned.
It's not if you could care, it's if it's a big deal. Do you think it's a big deal?
Oh, it's, of course it's a big deal. If any country gets banned, it's a big deal. I'm just saying I don't care. But it is a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm actually mad at Tyler for taking mine. I really don't care. Like, the Olympics are just so, like,
don't say it.
Olympic events that people watch involve professional athletes. Like, I don't give a shit these amateurs can't go. Like, I really.
Oh, that's right. Don't. Hockey's just a bunch of amateurs this year, right?
Yeah, which is, I mean, I like it. The Olympics are so irrelevant outside of, like, a few events. I don't care. Like, whatever. In the Winter Olympics, it's generally the hockey, and then maybe a couple of, like, the big, like, Sean White events, and then, like, Lindsey Vonn, that stuff. And then in the summer, you've got
Well, your role there, because figure skating's pretty big as well.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you...
Seriously, shut the fuck up.
They're literally making a movie about an event that happened because figure skating's so big.
They made a movie about it because some girl took... some girl took out another girl's knee.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
No, well, yeah, it's a big deal because it was, like, a crime. Not that the fact that, like, they... Sporting it was so beautiful that somebody had to go make a movie.
Somebody
took out their fucking knee.
All right, so for an actual take on the Olympics, I'm going to say the Summer Olympics are miles better than the Winter, but the Winter's still fun to watch. I mean, you guys don't like watching bobsled and all that?
No, because, like, the thing with bobsled is, like, they're all the same. Like, the run is the same. Unless, like, something happens.
Okay, right? Then what about, yeah. I don't know, there's a ton of winter sports events.
Okay, skiing. They all run the same fucking course.
Curling.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, you're not in for a good curling match?
Like, I don't want to watch these events. I don't care.
It sounds like you're complaining about free sports on in the middle of February.
No, I don't. Free sport, it's not, it's events, not sports.
It's sport. Those are sports.
Okay, that was strong. Okay. Fair enough. You got that one. But who cares?
We got most of them.
Alright, well, I think Russia being banned is a pretty big deal. They've never done anything like that.
Yeah, I feel bad for Svetlana, that freaking ski ball shooter.
ski ball is not in this year's Olympics. It might be in the next one, but I don't think it made it.
Oh my duck hunter!
I trained her entire life for this event.
That's one of my favorites, where they ski and then shoot targets. I'm not quite sure what the point
boring,
is, but
dude. It's funny at first because you're like, "Wow, that sucks," because they're like skiing on flat ground. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's the Olympics. I'm a sucker for anything important, so
The winter ones suck. The summer ones are, because you got like handball. If anyone watched that, that's legit.
But the summer ones, you have a bunch of races, and they're all racing on the same track.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
All the running events are entertaining.
The 400 is.
Just the 400,
you can clearly see who.
Because isn't the 400 the fastest than in the world, right?
No, that's the 100.
It's a 100.
Whatever, same fucking thing.
No, they're literally two different events.
Okay, so 100.
One's around the
the only track and field event where I see it on TV. I'm like, ooh, I'll watch that because that's fastest man in the world, and that's got Usain Bolt. No one else. I don't know.
That race is also 10 seconds, so your short attention span probably is perfect for that.
All right, whatever. If you don't want to talk logically.
Okay.
You're not interested in watching Team USA against some random African country in basketball? You're not interested in that?
No, I'm not. I'm not even really interested in the U.S. hockey team beating up on the Croatian team. I don't care.
See, I don't agree there. I think the Olympics are fun. I think with the amateurs too, it'll be, even though the TJ Oshie obviously being a hero last time around, which doesn't feel like 4 years ago. Yeah, but still, he had that game against, what was it, Russia?
Entertainment. And that was entertaining. That's all we can ask
for. Yeah, that was, because they're playing, it was essentially an NHL game. You got the Russians and the U.S. So that's a good game. But like you talk, like I, that's like a, one of the events I would tune into. But other than that, I don't care.
And I do want to wrap up the Olympic talk, but real quick, just because I never heard anything else about it. Is Ovechkin still playing for Russia? Because I know he pretty much told the NHL that he wasn't going to listen to them.
I think he's playing under the Olympic flag.
Oh, that's right. Russia doesn't even have a team.
I don't even think he can.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was a stupid question.
You know how last year they had like the refugee like I think they played under the Olympic flag as well.
Yeah, the refugees definitely didn't have a hockey team though, dude.
No, but I'm saying now, just to take all these Russians, put them under that flag. We got a team.
All right. Well, took from that, the Olympics aren't important, so neither is Russia.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay.
That's my point.
Okay. Well, last segment we're gonna do is Jackass of the Week. Same thing as last week. Danny, who you got?
So mine is going to be Alex Cora of the and the Boston Red Sox. Recently, these past couple days have been interesting, to say the least. They hired a manager who did the exact same thing that their dingus of a pitcher, David Price, did. Got into a verbal altercation on bus, plane, whatever, regarding music. Everything that I'm reading here makes it sound like this guy's going to be an asshole. The next baseball season is what? 4 months away, right?
Yep.
So, when the Red Sox start and this guy is insufferable, the city is insufferable, they shouldn't hire this guy. He's a jackass. Fuck them.
All right.
Did you hear about the details of how it all went down?
I actually didn't hear anything. So.
Sounds like an asshole.
What did he do?
So yeah, he was on a bus. He was on a bus with the coaches and like the media members. They were leaving Houston, going to, I think it was Miami Stadium because of the hurricane.
They were going from Miami to Houston. They were returning for the first time since the hurricane.
Okay. So yeah, they were returning. All the people on the bus were like trying to call their family and like make sure everybody was okay. Yada yada yada. And I guess Alex Cora just started blasting music, acting like a player. Just being a dick. And I guess he had already been drinking. So he gets in an altercation when the team broadcaster asks him to turn down the music. He freaks out on that guy. They get off the bus. AJ Hinch tries to go in, de-escalate the situation. And then for 10 minutes straight, he just berates AJ Hinch. Like, that's our manager?
That's great. That's
a drunk that just freaks out on everybody.
Our fearless leader in the Red Sox clubhouse. I'm sure that will go well. Probably last couple years.
As if the sports media in this town wasn't insufferable enough already. Red Sox season is always bad, but it's just been, you know, this is not starting out good.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair nomination. Tyler, who you got? Jackass of the week.
I'm going with Kevin Boudreau. We do this podcast once a week. He knew exactly when it was going to be. He agreed to a time and date. And I can't help but notice there's one of us missing. So my Jackass of the Week goes to Kevin. I would also... So that's my 1A. My 1B is Juju Smith. Just being a punk, standing over Bird. I still just hate that move. That guy's a punk. He's a bitch. He weighs... What, maybe 195 pounds, soaking wet? Dude, Burfitt would beat the shit out of you. That's my Jackass of the Week.
All Wait, right. So you're talking all this shit, but you're saying Burfitt will beat the shit out of him? Shouldn't you be like, I could beat the shit out of him?
No, I'm just saying, when Burfitt gets his chance...
No, because he can't.
So I would take my Jackass of the Week as Tyler. All
right, well... My Jackass of the Week is also from that same game, and that's John Gruden and Sean McDonough just acting absolutely disgusted by all the physicality of the Bengals-Steelers game, including the Juju hit. They threw out the words disgusting and bad for football, and John Gruden's acting like he wasn't a coach of one of the most hardest-hitting teams in the 2000s. I think that's a joke. Listen to Ben. It's AFC North football. It's going to happen. People love it. People are going to tune in. And that was actually one of the better Monday night games in a long time. So, John Gruden and Sean McDonough, Jackasses of the Week. What?
But don't you agree that Sean McDonough at least had a point with all the flags that were being thrown throughout the game? I'm not talking about, like, the 15-yarders were unsportsmanlike. But, like, holding here, holding there. Remember that play that A.J. Green had, the, like, 80-yard touchdown? They got called that. It was a phantom holding call by Gio Bernard.
Was it called that?
That was a bullshit call, and that cost them the game.
Yeah, it was called back.
You gotta be shitting me. I would have won my fucking league. Or game, whatever. Fuck.
Well, Dinks,
on your fantasy team.
I just needed
one more catch. That's all I'm saying. And it was an 80-yard touchdown. Fuck.
Yeah, it was far. But he did have some points, but I think the acting like they've never seen violent football was embarrassing. So,
considering Gruden coached first the Raiders,
and then the Bucks, exactly.
Rondé Barber, John Lynch, give me a break. Dude.
Right. Don't forget where you came from. Exactly. All right. Well. That's all we have for Office Chatter. This was episode 6. You guys got any last words?
No.
You're my Jackass.
All right. We will catch you next week. Thanks for listening.